Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. This show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is the one and only Wayne Allen Root, and he'll be here at the top of the hour. It is Thursday, July 15th, 2021. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, the great Wayne Allen Root gives yours truly the opportunity to talk to the entire country, all of these great radio stations across the USA Radio Network, all the way out in Long Island, straight across the country to California and everywhere in between. My name is Lee Elsie. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. My website is leeelsie.com. You can check that out. It is still a work in progress, but sooner or later we'll have that thing humming and running, and there'll be all kinds of neat swag and T-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and all kinds of cool paraphernalia up there on that site. Pretty soon, we're working on that. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, making it all go as he always does. Wouldn't want to do it without him. Without him, it'd be nothing but a whole bunch of static on all these great radio stations. You know, I ran across something today, and I talked about it on my morning show here in Connecticut, and that's where I am right now, broadcasting from this beautiful, state-of-the-art, full-power radio studio right in the middle of the woods between two giant casinos in the nutmeg state of Connecticut. It was talking about two Americas, right? The Democrats are right. There are actually two Americas. The America that contributes, and then the America that doesn't. It's not the haves and the have-nots. It's the do's and the don'ts. Some people do their duty as Americans. They obey the law, support themselves, contribute to society. Others, they don't. That is the divide in America. It's about civic irresponsibility. This is a topic that I have been covering at length for months. It's about a political party that preaches hatred, greed, victimization in order to get elected to office. The Democrats have been doing that for as long as I can remember, but now they've actually turned the volume up on this. It's even worse than it's ever been before. This is all that they talk about. The quote-unquote politics of envy. And the politics of envy was on proud display a couple of weeks ago when President Biden pledged the rest of his term to keep fighting for income inequality. He noted that some people make more than other people, that some people actually have higher incomes than others. And he says that that's not just. This is the rationale of thievery. The other guy has it. You want it. Biden is going to steal it for you and give it to you for your vote. If you vote Democrat, he'll rob the rich to pay the poor. That is where we are. Victimization. Folks out there who don't have and want, they're going to get because they're going to claim that they are victims of a broken system. The Democrats have not empowered their followers. They've actually enslaved them. It's a culture of dependence, entitlements. It's victimhood. It's anger. All of that instead of ability and hope. Listen to this. This is important. Somebody wrote this and it's right on the money. The president's premise that you reduce income inequality by debasing the successful seeks to deny the successful the consequences of their choices and spare the unsuccessful the consequences of their choices. Listen again one more time. It's very important. The president says, you can reduce income inequality by debasing the successful denying the successful the consequences of their choices and spare the unsuccessful the consequences of their choices. Essentially, you're penalizing folks who are smarter, more imaginative, harder workers. In most cases, not all cases, but in most cases, the differences in economics between folks who make a lot of money and folks who don't make a lot of money or make no money is choices. Choices lead to different consequences. Those who choose wisely and responsibly have a far greater likelihood of success, while those who choose foolishly and irresponsibly have a far greater likelihood of failure. Success and failure usually manifest themselves in personal and family income and personal and family decisions. Case in point, if you're a 10th grader, and you like to smoke, and you like to hang out with your friends and drink every other day, and you don't like your social study teacher, and you don't study your school, and you don't do your homework, and you decide to drop out of school at age 17. Chances are, your life is not going to be what you dreamt it was going to be. But within that same social studies class is a hard-working kid who does his homework, doesn't drink, goes to work every Saturday and Sunday to put money in his bank account, and has a dream of becoming a doctor, and he goes and finishes high school and does good and gets good grades and goes to college and finishes that, then goes on to med school and becomes a doctor and works his rear end off and isn't partying 24 hours a day like the other slug that is sipping wine out of a brown paper bag on the corner on some stoop somewhere. Well, of course, the doctor is going to be making more money because he gave more of himself. He tried harder. He didn't skip school. He went out and got a diploma, made his life better, or made her life better. And now they're a doctor or a lawyer or an executive somewhere. And if you don't put the time in or the effort in, you're not going to make anything out of your life. You might get lucky one in a 100 million, 50 million, might fall into something and be successful even though they're lazy slugs. But for the most part, you make out of your life what you put into it. The example of the doctor, you realize what you give up in your life to become a doctor. It's not easy to become a doctor. There's a lot of work behind it. And that's why they make a lot of money. Same goes for folks who go to business school or just go to college in general and become a lawyer. There's a lot of work behind that. You can't be lazy. Or if you're a business entrepreneur and you have a couple of great ideas and you follow that and you bust your rear end and you sink every dollar into your business, your heart and soul, why should the government get a giant chunk of that to take that money and give it to that slug sipping wine on the corner? Why? How dare they even think they can do that? That guy made a choice. His choice was to do nothing. To be a slob, to be a burden on society. And this is not about equity. It's about equality. My point is, they both were in the same class in high school. One went one way, one went the other. And so I know the progressives out there are screaming at the radio saying to themselves, well, everybody doesn't start in the same place. Some people are more advantaged. Yeah, life isn't fair. You know, life isn't fair for everybody. Some folks have to start farther behind the starting line. Some folks get a head start. Yeah, there's no question about that. But that kid that decided to drop out of school in the 10th grade, he had every opportunity to make his life whatever he wanted. He blew it, or she blew it. And that's not my responsibility. It's not inequality that Joe Biden and the Democrat Party want to take away. It's freedom. The freedom to succeed. The freedom to fail. There is no true option for success, if there's no true option for failure. The pursuit of happiness means a whole lot less when you face the punitive hand of government if your pursuit brings you more happiness than the other guy, even if the other guy is sitting on his ass all the time and doing absolutely nothing. Why should somebody who's been ultra successful, literally breaking their rear end 60 hours a week for years to make something out of their life, why is it that person's responsibility to give away his spoils to somebody who hasn't put that same kind of work in? The Democrats like to preach an equality of outcome as a right while completely ignoring the inequality of effort. The simple law of harvest, as ye sow, ye shall reap. It's that simple. The harder you work, the more you get. What Biden has offered is not a solution, but separatism. Two Americas. That's what we got. two Americas being primed and urged towards this incredible, like I said, separatism, this incredible injustice of forced racism, this idea of systemic racism breaking us apart, crumbling a foundation that is this nation. Shame on the leadership for doing that, because it does not exist. Yes, there are pockets of racism, no question about it. But systemically, is this country racist? No. This country offers up an unparalleled ability to succeed. You put in what you get out. It's that simple. And for this Democrat mantra of victimization, it is, again, crumbling the foundation of this great nation. And it's nerve-wracking. It really is. And the fact that they have injected so much division into this country, Lincoln said it best. The only way we're ever going to be defeated was from within. A house divided against itself cannot stand. That simple. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we are in this country right now. You've got two sides battling against each other. A side of do's and a side of don'ts. People that work and people that won't. It's really that simple. And look what happened. Just the example of COVID and people going on the dole and loving it. And now businesses can't get workers to come back. This is a result of this mindset that has been brainwashing this country for, well, for the better part of 40 years, but been ratcheted up here with COVID over the last year. And they're trying to take advantage of that. And they're doing a good job of causing division and strife within this country. All right. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am the warm-up act for Wayne Allen Root, who will be here at the top of the hour. Let me take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. The Warrior, the Root's on fire, coming from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. We love our Energized Health. Not just because there are literally hundreds of amazing testimonials at energizedhealth.com, which tells you how great this company is and how transparent this company is. I did the program and, listen, I'm on it for the rest of my life, but the first 88 days alone, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle and gained 7 pounds of hydration. It's an incredible, Exhibit A for this entire program is the Wayne Root response. Phone number is 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off or go to energizedhealth.com.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. Wayne will be here live and in person after the top of the hour. Again, this is the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. I want to share a few COVID-related stories with you real quick. A study shows that children have a 99.9995% chance of complete COVID recovery. The numbers come out to 2 deaths per million kids who get COVID. And again, nobody wants to see anybody die, but 2 deaths per million, 99.9995% recovery rate for kids is a pretty remarkable number. And when you hear a number like that, and this forced vaccination for these kids or the kids having to wear a mask, I don't understand that, right? I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Once again, if you, in fact, are vaccinated, right, you're safe. If you get vaccinated, why do you got to inject your kids with these potentially harmful chemicals? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer, please. Save your emails. I'm not telling you not to. I'm just saying to force vaccinate your kids for this, and two kids out of a million potentially could die from it.
It appears to be a bit obsessive. By the way, cats and dogs can get COVID-19 from their owners, apparently, at an extremely high rate. A study found that among the pets of people who have recovered from COVID-19, about two-thirds of the cats and more than 40% of the dogs had antibodies against the COVID virus. So if you get it, it looks like your dog or cat can actually get it, believe it or not. Couple other stories. If you listen to me on the air ever, you know I am at war against China. I think China is the biggest scourge to the planet. Our biggest enemy, without question, is China. China, China, China. Again, and I think they are ramping up militarily. And as soon as they think they have an advantage against us, they will strike. I am absolutely 100% confident of that. Don't make a mistake. Do not make a mistake when it comes to China. They are rapidly beefing up their military, and actually right now they have a bigger navy than we do. And Tom Cotton the other day talked about how if we had to go to war against China, he's not very confident right now of the outcome. If China thinks they can beat us, they will strike. I am so sure of that. But on a different note, when it comes to China, how we have talked about the Paris Accord and how China gets to continue to pump their sewage and garbage and pollution into the ocean, streams, rivers, lakes, and air. In a recent study, they looked at the greenhouse gas emissions from 167 cities across 53 countries. All right, are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? Okay, according to this study. Now, I could read every single one of these cities, and it probably would have more of an impact, but some of these Chinese cities I wouldn't know how to pronounce. But let me put this into a certain level of perspective for you. I'll just look at the top 25 cities. The top 25 cities on the planet and their production of pollution and greenhouse gas emissions, which is what we're all so fearful of. And my question of the top 25, how many of those cities do you think are in the United States of America? I'll give you a second to think about it. The answer, zero. The first city that is in this country to come up is the city of New York, which comes in at number 26. In fact, the United States only has three cities that put them in the top 50 as far as cities that create the most greenhouse gases. In the top 25 cities, though, that produce the most pollution. Are you ready for this? 23 of those cities are in China. 23 are in China. And you want to do business with these guys? And you want to sign a Paris Accord with these guys when they're pumping this kind of pollutant into the air, into the water? They don't give a damn about the planet. Don't you get it? 23 out of the top 25 cities on this planet that produce the most pollution come out of China. It's an absolute disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. And we should boycott anything and everything that's Chinese. I got to take a break. I'll come right back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. New jobless claims are down, hitting their lowest level since early March of 2020, as the pandemic was shutting down the economy. The Labor Department reporting 360,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That number is still higher than most analysts were expecting. The number, however, is a drop from the previous week's revised total of 386,000. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Donald suggests that Black Lives Matter is on the wrong side regarding what is happening in Cuba after the organization put out a statement blaming the U.S. embargo for the country's unrest and praising the Cuban government.
And I find it ironic that BLM loved people protesting in the streets last year, but they don't want to put blame where blame resides, and that's with the communist dictatorship in Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We'll be right back. can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Ellis. LeeElseRadio@gmail.com. One of our go-to cats is down there in Washington Heritage Foundation, Tommy Binion. Tommy, I got to start down there in the Lone Star State of Texas and talk to you about Joe Biden. And he's equating this change in the voter laws down there in Texas with a civil war.
Well, look, the two parties have two different views on this. Joe Biden says this is the most significant test for our democracy since the Civil War. I don't know what he's talking about. What the Democrats have proposed on the federal level, what those Texas Democrats have fled their state to come to Washington to support, is a federal takeover of elections. It means the federal government will decide exactly the nature of how elections will be contested in this country. So the question then comes back, what is the crisis here? In my opinion, the crisis is whether or not we can trust our election results. I think in the current system, where regulations and rules are set on a local and state level, and you can go and you can be a poll watcher and you can sit in the elementary school outside your neighborhood and say, and watch the voting happen, watch the tabulation happen, those are election results I think we can trust. But if Joe Biden gets his way and the feds take over the election, then I'm not sure we can. And I do think that would be a massive crisis for our democracy, but not quite the way that Joe Biden thinks.
So if you take a good look at some of the rules they either want to alter or change, what have you, it's all about peace of mind. Just give the people the absolute assurance that their vote counts, the people that are supposed to be voting are the only ones that are voting, and there's not some outside entity or influence, and the votes that are being counted fairly. This is not a lot to ask, and I think in some way these laws do that.
The lieutenant governor of North Carolina came to the House Judiciary Committee earlier this year, and he vehemently looked every single one of those members of Congress in the eyes, and he says, that means you think black people are too stupid to go out and get ID. And he is an African-American gentleman, and he laid that out as clearly as you can. That is the crux of their argument, that they don't think that racial minorities are able to comply with restrictions that make it harder to cheat. You're absolutely correct to point out that this has nothing to do with race. But that is a constant accusation from the left. That we were talking off air, that All-Star game was last night. The commissioner of Major League Baseball took one look at the Georgia bill, which expanded voting hours and expanded early voting, and said, well, that must be voter suppression. It's fundamentally backwards, and when something's that backwards, Lee, I don't know how else to say that. They're just lying. They're just lying.
Our friend Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation is joining us, switching around, bouncing around to a couple of different topics here. Down in Cuba, we've got, I guess, revolutionaries. We've got dissidents who are pushing back against this socialistic/communistic regime down there. Should we help them? Should we assist them? How should we act towards these Cuban folks?
The people that are rising up in Cuba desperately need the support of the American government. They need to be made to understand that the American government wants their cause to succeed. Understand that the regime in Cuba is trying to do everything they can to suppress this uprising, to make those people feel hopeless, to take away a future where there is a free Cuba and a freely elected government in Cuba. We can't be nonchalant about this. The United States government needs to be led by Joe Biden, needs to be led by the United States Senate to say, we will have their back. We support the protesters. One other thing. The press has got to stop lying about this. Okay, if I hear one more journalist say these protests are about COVID, I'm going to rip my hair out. These are people that have lived under a totalitarian, authoritarian, communist regime for 62 years. They don't have basic supplies. This isn't about mask and social distancing. This is a clash of ideology, of communism versus freedom. And to miss that point is unbelievably ignorant from the American press.
Is this a unique opportunity that we haven't seen before, at least in our lifetime, to actually help these folks out 90 miles away from our border, and we actually have a chance to change things? Can we do a massive food drop or a massive medical drop or do flotillas where we just land hundreds of tons of food on the beaches and hopefully the folks can actually get it? Can we change the feeling of Cuba by doing things like that?
We certainly could. There is no question that we certainly could do that. There is a long history of sort of botched intervention in Cuba that, I think will probably make the Biden administration scared of that kind of thing. Don't forget that we own Guantanamo Bay. We have a military base there on the island. There are lots of Cubans that work there, that get their health care on Guantanamo Bay. There are lots of things that we could do to support them. I'm hopeful. I'm just trying to hopefully that we don't do anything to help accidentally or without intent help the regime suppress this uprising.
Right.
That's the kind of thing I'm worried about at the moment.
I don't get the feel that Biden cares about this at all, or maybe he just doesn't know. I really think he's fed all the information that he spits out later on. Maybe he doesn't even know this is going on.
That's right. I was sort of embarrassed by his statement. The first part was strongly worded. The second part said basically he hopes the regime gets their act together. Well, I'm for regime change.
Yeah.
I'm not rooting for them to, improve. Their performance review is not a simple needs improvement, as the Biden release suggested.
Let me jump to the infrastructure package, ripe with climate change issues, humanitarian relief issues, poverty issues embedded inside of it. This is not your normal infrastructure package. Talk to me about this.
Anytime they're in Washington, that there is a bill that contains something that doesn't flow from the title, right? So you're looking at an infrastructure bill that has everything but infrastructure in it. That's a political calculation. Infrastructure is popular, and whatever else they have stuck under that umbrella that they're lying about the content of, that you can be sure that that's unpopular. And that's the case here. Look, we're going to end up with $3.5 trillion of spending, and so few of that, such a small, maybe even single-digit percentage, is going to be spent on what you and I would consider actual infrastructure, the kind of thing that would actually get popular polling support.
Right.
That's why it's going to pass with only Democrats. $3.5 trillion, in addition to the $2.4 trillion spent earlier this year, with only the support of Democrats. And I just want to say one other thing. There is a very confusing issue here where there's a bipartisan part of this package and a partisan part of this package. Republicans that vote for the bipartisan package are voting for the whole thing. They are enabling it. They are intrinsically linked. Joe Biden said so. This is a Democratic infrastructure package, period, full stop.
Do you know any of the specifics as far as the money? So you know that some of this is going towards poverty relief. Is it a one-time payment and they have to redo this next year, the year after? How does that work, and do you know anything about the specifics of that?
No. Look, we already have the most generous welfare system in the world. There are 40-something cash welfare benefits on the books in the United States. And there is no such thing as a one-time benefit. Federal benefits create what's called past dependency. And when you give somebody a benefit, they become dependent on it, and it is reauthorized and re-upped again and again and again. It's summer 2021, and we are still dealing with the pandemic-related unemployment benefit that came 16 months ago as a result of the CARES Act. That's why, by the way, if you order a pizza tonight, it's going to take 2 hours to get to your house because there's a labor shortage,
right?
Because we're paying people to stay home to work. By the way, the other interesting thing about these poverty programs, those benefits aren't counted. So, somebody in this country could earn something like $30,000 or $40,000 in off-the-books benefits and still be considered to be in poverty because those aren't counted. So they'll do nothing to alleviate poverty.
That's ridiculous. Listen, brother, thank you as always. Where do they find you on Twitter? Tell everybody.
TP Binion, at TP Binion. Thanks, everybody. Have a great show.
All right, the one and only Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. Again, we have made so many great friends at the Heritage Foundation. I really appreciate them coming on and coming on as often as they do, bringing a different perspective and a different opinion on some of the things that we chat about every single day. All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I have got to take a break. Still coming up at the top of the hour, yes, Wayne Allen Root will be here live and in person. If you don't recognize this voice, my name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's my unique opportunity and my privilege to share the first hour of the program with you. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1 year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to given the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at VetsAndHorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at VetsAndHorses.com. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year-to-date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed-income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of the segment of the show is ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the golden rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them War sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and we have so many great friends over at the Heritage Foundation, and here comes another one. Zach Smith is joining us. Zach, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing okay. Thank you so much for having me on.
So defunding the police department now kind of has become taboo. People are trying to back away from this thing, aren't they?
Good.
Right?
Good.
I know.
I agree. But look. Unfortunately, a lot of what we're seeing right now is just window dressing. It's too little, too late, and it's designed more to give the appearance of doing something without actually doing it. You know, if you look at what the Biden administration has proposed to do in terms of combating crime, it's a good news, bad news situation. The good news is they can't ignore it anymore. Violent crime is surging in cities around our country, but the bad news is what they propose isn't actually going to do much in the way of combating this spike in violent crime.
So are we seeing through this? Do you think the Americans... I'm cynical in nature, right? The glass is always half full for me. And I always feel like, and I hate to say it like this, but I always feel like the American public is either ill-informed or lazy, and they just don't quite get it. So are they picking up on this? I know it's crime in their own backyard, so that has to have some kind of impact, but is the average American in Iowa right now, are they figuring out that defund the police is a dumb idea?
Well, yeah, it's common sense, right? that if you cut funding to the police, if you take away their support, their ability to do their jobs, that crime is going to spike. And when you couple that with what's happening in many of these cities that have rogue prosecutors who are elected, and what I mean by a rogue prosecutor is someone who is just not enforcing a lot of the criminal laws on the book. They're often backed by George Soros and other liberal tech billionaires. And again, unfortunately, the results speak for themselves. We're seeing the quality of life going down in many of these cities and the incidence of violent crime going through the roof.
Let's talk about that for a second, because that's a good point, one that's always sort of flying under the radar about the prosecutors and judges. And, you know, those folks who are seemingly becoming way too lenient when it comes to some of this stuff. Is that changing at all? Can we change that? Because I understand, you know, you got these liberal cities and these guys are entrenched in some of these positions. But that has to be almost as important, if not more so, than actually the cops who are arresting these people on a regular basis, right?
100%. Look, police officers can make all of the arrests in the world. But unless they result in prosecutions, convictions, all of the effort of the police officers is for nothing. And so you've got places like Boston, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, where there are just entire swaths of the criminal code that prosecutors are not enforcing. Let me give you a quick example. In Boston, for instance, Rachel Rollins, she's the rogue prosecutor there. She has a list of 15 crimes you can now commit and not be prosecuted. So under her policy, someone can break into your home, be in possession of cocaine, and then resist arrest when the cops show up, and they won't be prosecuted for any of those crimes so long as they say they were in your house to seek shelter or to get food. It's absurd. It's insane. And unfortunately, again, it's their communities who are suffering the consequences of their bad policy.
No question about it. I always talk about that family. I always sort of like visualize that family, whether it's Detroit or Chicago. And, you know, the guy maybe is the auto mechanic, and he wants to go to work, and he's trying to make enough money to send his kids to school, wants a better life, but is, you know, not really well off and has to sort of live in an area that's crime-ridden. These people are diving into their bathtubs at night on Fridays and Saturdays to try to save themselves from random bullets that are, you know, killing people left and right. That is not the America that we're supposed to be living in. Those folks should be given every opportunity to succeed in this world, not hampered by these, you know, drug crimes and gangs that are dominating some of these city streets.
100%. Look, it's often the poorest members of our communities who disproportionately bear the increases in any crime, but especially violent crime. You know, many politicians, many of the wealthier members of society are either provided or can pay for their own protection. It's the rest of us, everyday Americans, especially lower-income Americans, who rely on police officers to enforce the law and keep communities safe. And so when police officers are not empowered to do their job, it's those communities that suffer the most.
Zach, great job today. Tell everybody where they can follow you. You got a Twitter handle or a website? Where do they go?
I do. Follow me on Twitter, at TZSmith. Again, that's at TZSmith. Or you can follow me at heritage.org and see everything I'm working on right now.
All right, bro. I appreciate that. Zach Smith joining us from the Heritage Foundation, but we got to go. We are completely out of time. Guys, Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.